בטווח. בסדר, ולאסט וויק הפסק פום רמות חגרוס ונסו אפל, it's not not so simple, and it's something which is very נגיע, very often נגיע לצ'יילה. The shadow was when I was in Eretz Yisrael, somebody asked that the child has an appendix, esophagic appendix, and was rushed into hospital. And the doctor saw what the situation was and said that baby needs monitoring, and he has to see the not the baby, the child, 12 hours later. And the shadow was they asked on Erev Shabbos, it was Friday morning. And they had the ability, the mother and the child, to go back home or to stay in the hospital. And one has to try and avoid doing Chilul Shabbos. And the shaila was that the mother, to be away from the family, was quite difficult. Is she mechuyev to stay in the hospital? Or has she got a right to go home and then take a taxi and ambulance back, albeit on a day ago, but on Shabbos to come back on a day ago? Is she mechuyev to stay in the hospital before Shabbos to avoid doing a Chilul Shabbos on Shabbos? So it's heard over last week from Motka Gross that he said that Dabashim Shabur brings down from the Sefer Chassidim that a person has to try in advance, making sure there's not going to come to Dechel on Shabbos. A lady who's in her ninth month and wants to make sure she's not going to be Mechal on Shabbos, so Shabur brings down the Sefer Chassidim, Magavon brings down the Sefer Chassidim, that person should go closer to the hospital before Shabbos to try and avoid doing Dechel on Shabbos. So the shadow was, after this lady is also mechuyev to do that. To which Amotcha said, it was only inyam ba'alma. It's not me'ikadin. Ikadin, a person's allowed to go into hospital on Shabbos for pekuach nefesh. If you can avoid it in advance, of course it's a nice inyam to avoid it, to make sure in advance. But chiyev it isn't. And since this mother's going to be left without her family for Friday night meal or whatever it was, then she's got the right to go home, tell her to go home. And when she has to come back to hospital, she come back to hospital. That's the last week. So afterwards, that it's really not so simple, that psak. And it's a shayla which is very, very common shayla. Why is it not so simple? Because there's three mishnah berurahs. There's one mishnah berurah at the beginning of Siman Shin Lamed, which the mishnah berurah brings down this Magen Avraham. It's talking about Adina Yeledes Peshabbos. Mishnah berurah says, L'chein minaro le'isho she'giyah l'chodesh tshi, l'hazmin b'chol erev Shabbos, kol ha'dvarim ha'nitzarachim lo. The shemo yizdamin le'dosu b'shabbos. Perhaps she's going to have give birth on Shabbos to make sure that she's not going to come to the extra chil of Shabbos, get everything ready in advance. And stak mashma from the Mishnah Berurah, then min a role isha. It's befitting. A chiv there isn't, it's only befitting. That's one Mishnah Berurah. But there's another two Mishnah Berurahs. There's a Mishnah Berurah which we mentioned also last week, Mishnah Berurah in Bi'alocha in Shin Dalet Mem. Mishnah Berurah brings down in Bi'alocha a shayla about a soldier. A soldier who was told before Shabbos on Friday that he's going to have to do this work, come on me, it has to be done by Motzei Shabbos. He has to make sure that this work is, the soldier is, has done his duty before Motzei Shabbos. And the shayla which the Berlocha discusses was, what happens if Ben Ashmoshes, he realizes he hasn't done it, but it only has to be done before Motzei Shabbos, is it better to do in Ben Ashmoshes when it's a Sofik? Or should we say, the valley, he doesn't have to do it, he's got till Motzei Shabbos to do it, before the end of Shabbos he has to do it. So don't rush now, do it before the end of Shabbos when it's a must, even though Ben Ashmoshes is a Sofik, but perhaps do it when you're Mukhuch to do it, rather than doing it in advance. But in that Bi'alocha says that the soldier is Vadai Mukhuyev before Shabbos. If somebody knows he's got to do work, either on Friday or on Shabbos, and it's Friday morning, he's been allotted this work, he's a soldier, he knows he has to do this duty before Motzei Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he's Vadai Mechuyev to make sure before Shabbos that he does it. He's not allowed to leave it till Shabbos and say, Pekuach Nefesh, I'm going to do it on Shabbos. He's Mechuyev to make sure before Shabbos he's done it. So you see in the Mishnah Berurah, that even though he's going to have a het of Pekuach Nefesh when he does it on Shabbos, but the Mishnah Berurah says that if you can do it before Shabbos, you're Mechuyev to do it before Shabbos, the second Mishnah Berurah. And the third Mishnah Berurah brings down about going onto a boat before Shabbos. Why Ein mafligim, a person is not allowed to go on a boat 3 days before Shabbos. It brings down various reasons of the shenim. And one of the reasons it brings down is the balamoy. Balamoy says, you know why you shouldn't go on a boat within 3 days before Shabbos? Because probably going to land up doing chilul Shabbos, and it's also to do chilul Shabbos. Even though it's going to be pekuach nefesh when you're out in the sea, and you're going to have to do malacha, it's going to be pekuach nefesh. And nevertheless, it's also to go on a boat within 3 days before Shabbos to avoid doing this pekuach nefesh. So we've got three Mishnah Berurahs. You got one Mishnah Berurah says, a lady in the ninth month should try. It's nice for her to go into hospital or be in the area before Shabbos. It doesn't say it's a must. It's nice in order to try and avoid Chilul Shabbos. And we've got another two Mishnah Berurahs where Mishnah Berurah says it's a must to make sure you're not going to do Chilul Shabbos. The soldier, when he's going to have a heter to be Mechal Shabbos because of Pekach Nefesh, Mishnah Berurah says, oh, but make sure to do it if you can before Shabbos. And going on a boat, going on a ship, Mishnah Berurah says, based on the Bealocha, don't go within 3 days because you're going to be going Chilul Shabbos because of Pekach Nefesh. And therefore, it's also to go on a boat before Shabbos. How does one get around that still in the Mishnah Berurah? So some poskim say, you know what the difference between the three is? A soldier is vadai got a pekuach nefesh, a vadai job that he's going to have to do. He's got no way. There's no to start him. His commander told him that this job has to be done by Motzei Shabbos. Before Shabbos is over, you have to do that job. So if he knows he's going to do this job and it has to get done, so do it before Shabbos. Why don't Shabbos? Don't leave it to the last minute. Your vadai going to have to do it before Shabbos.
Things can change.
No.
Last week you said the matzav in the war can change.
Said, and that's why at the beginning of Shabbos, wait till later because the matzav may change. But if a gosh had of doing it before Shabbos or on Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm a chuyuf to do it on Friday to make sure to avoid any pekuach nefesh bechlal. The lady in the ninth month doesn't have to go to the hospital before Shabbos. So what's the difference? Why does the soldier have to do his malacha before Shabbos? And why does the lady in the ninth month not have to do it? So Mishnah Berurah says, so the poskim say, you know what the chilek is? Because the soldier vada has to do his work. He's got no suffix about it, Bechal. Yivada has to do it. Masha'in Cain, Lisha in the ninth month, who said she's going to go into labor on Shabbos? Maybe it's only going to happen after Shabbos. So not Vadai Chilul Shabbos that's going to take place. V'chein, when a person goes on a boat, usually it involves in it some sort of Pekuach Nefesh. And therefore, avoid going within 3 days. So it's also to go within 3 days before Shabbos because you're going to land up doing Pekuach Nefesh. Masha'in Cain, the lady in the ninth month, who said she's going to land up going into labor on Shabbos? It's only a suffix. And if that's the answer, then it's going to come out that the case of the child who had the appendix, his mother's with him in hospital on Friday morning, and the doctors told the mother that this child has to be seen in 12 hours' time. So it's now Friday morning, and he's going to have to come back to hospital in 12 hours' time. Is that Sofik? It's not Sofik, Bechal. So it may be it's before Shabbos, but I know Vadai in 12 hours' time I'm going to have to do this Chilul Shabbos. So perhaps I'm going to stay in the hospital. It's not the same as when the Shibura said, the Gabi Yeledis. A Yeledis is only a Sofik. On that, the Mishibura says, brings down the Mogen Avram, that's a role to go to hospital before Shabbos. It's not a chiv to go to hospital before Shabbos. But something that you know is Vadai going to come to the Echil Shabbos. Even if you're going to have a head of Pekuach Nefesh, a person is Mechuyiv to avoid that Pekuach Nefesh. The Chen Moshe says very clearly, the Moshe's got a tshuva. And the Moshe is talking about a doctor. The doctor's going to have to do a surgery on Shabbos. Is he? It's very, very bothersome for him to have to stay in the hospital before Shabbos. Much easier for him to go home and come back in on Shabbos. And there go you, whatever it is. Or we should come back in the hospital on Shabbos. Says Reb Moshe, however inconvenient it is, whether it means renting a room next to the hospital, around the area. You know, Vada, you're going to come today, Yechil Shabbos. What's your header to come in on Shabbos? You got Vada, Chil Shabbos, Rafanecha. You have to make sure you're not going to do that Chil Shabbos. Which means that if a person knows there's going to be an operation on Shabbos, or a person knows he's going to have to come back for a checkup on Shabbos, then it's not exactly the same as the Isha in the ninth month, who's only in a row to make sure she doesn't come to the Chilul Shabbos. The Moshe says, if I know it's going to be a Vadai Matzav of Chilul Shabbos, I'm a Chuyiv before Shabbos. His Loshen is very sharp and Loshen. Hinei Poshut, Sha'af im Yeshom Vadai Chuyil Masukin, V'reit Zedavke B'rei Fazeh, Shemukva Be'Beisa Mutal Yolisa Lesham B'Lechal Shabbos. He can take care. If he needs the doctor, if the doctor is needed, he's allowed to go in on Shabbos. B'chol HaTzoyach Lamai Be'Oseh Shom. Mikol Mokim. If the Reifa knows about it before Shabbos, Mechuyev Harayfe lishoy lanun beize bayis hasamuch lebeis chaylim. Shavadai efshel asik mokim lanun. Vadai can find somebody, and even if it costs money, says Rav Moshe, you mechuyev before Shabbos to avoid the chilul Shabbos.
Why not looking to that tola where you're not? I mean, the way he conducts himself, means he'll never ever because be able to ever leave the hospital.
A tola has no vadai call. He's not the hatzala member. Before Shabbos comes in, he hasn't got his call. And when he's in hospital, he's got heter. We said last week, one of two heterim. Either he's got heter of seifum shum tchilasim, because the latzad are not going to allow him to come back. Therefore, he's not going to go in the first place. And we said, some pasim say it's only for the rabbanon, but he's not going to go in the first place. And secondly, if he's needed back because of pekuach nefesh, then we said, if there's a shortage of hatzala members or whatever it is, then he's allowed to come back, even blocha deraisa, because he's coming back, letzeich pekuach nefesh. But this mother who's going with the child, it's just very inconvenient for her to be in the hospital together with, to miss the Friday night meal and leave the children with neighbors or whatever it is. It's very hard for her to do it. But she has another option. It's not pekuach nefesh. So she can be in the hospital.
The doctor.
I mean, why would this doctor, if this doctor, I didn't get the question. He's asking, in the case of a doctor, if he's not going to do the operation, so one of two things. Either we're talking about a doctor who's going to do the operation, come what may, he's going to do it. So we're not talking about that case. And also, there's a chiddush of the Be'alocha. Be'alocha says if somebody's paid, then it's not simple, b'chlal, that you've got a head of Seifim Shum T'chilason. Seifim Shum T'chilason is, I'm not going to do it because we allow you to come back, because we don't allow you to come back, you're not going to go out in the first place, because you're going to be stuck in the hospital. Or it says the Mishnah Berurah, he's not talking about Hilchas Yom Tov, about those people who were helping to bury the Mesim. So the Mishnah Berurah has a similar heter, that somebody does the Tzech Mitzvah, they're allowed to walk. Al-Payamambo, but the Mishnah Berurah says that somebody is being paid for the job. We've got no svara to say he's not going to go out, he's being paid for it. That's his panosa. And that's his panosa, then even if he's going to be stuck in the Beis HaGvoros, wherever it is, if that's what his panosa is, he'll work it out. And if maybe Rav Moshe is also talking about such a case, if a doctor is paid for the surgery, so even though he'll have a heter, if he's called in on Shabbos to go, but if you know in advance you're going to do it, then you're going to have to save him from the Kolosan. HaGvoros, very nagia, this sound is a very common shaila. Somebody who's a parent is stuck with a child before Shabbos, and they're going to have to come back a few hours later. Is it simple to say, the Vayla go home, and you're going to have to Pekach Nefesh to go in on Shabbos? Or do we say, if you know there's a Vadai Chilul Shabbos lined up in front of you, then you mechuyev before Shabbos to make sure you don't do that Chilul Shabbos? It may well be, and maybe that's what Rav Moshe is saying, it could be that person's mechuyev to avoid, make sure it doesn't come to the Chilul Shabbos.
Even in
Melachah, even in Melachah, even in Melachah, even in the Rabbanon. If Chilul Shabbos is mutter so long as you've got, there's no other way to get out of it. But if you can go before Shabbos to the hospital, then make sure you avoid the Chilul Shabbos. The Tomei Chilul Shabbos, even on the day of Ochri.
He's talking about the doctor, the Yiddish doctor.
The Yiddish doctor, yeah.
Okay, so he's going to be over, it's a derisa probably, is that
why we're doing? No, he's not operating. The operation is doing come what may. But he's got a choice of either going before before Shabbos to the hospital, or go home of his Friday night meal, as Eva mentioned, and then Shabbos morning, he'll go into the hospital to do his surgery. He says, you know it's coming up, this operation. Go before Shabbos. Why are you going on Shabbos? So there's a heta of Sefer Shem Tchilosan, there's a heta because of Pekuach Nefesh, but that doesn't mean that if I know in advance that this Pekuach Nefesh in front of me, I know that I'm going to have this check in 12 hours' time, that I've got a heta to come home. It's not the same as the Yisrael Yiledes. The Yiledes was, the violent that situation hasn't started, so it's a chumrah. If I know the situation started, then it's already my duty in advance to make sure I'm not going to come to the Chil Shabbos.
If the child goes in on Shabbos, it's a Friday night, beginning of Shabbos, and 12 hours later, still Shabbos. Chance of going home now on Shabbos or not going home now on Shabbos,
but
to hang around the hospital for 12 hours.
So that will come to him, it's a shame, that hanging around in hospitals is for somebody who's a choyler, it's always better for them not to be in the hospital. And if you've got the child to hang around in the thing, then it could be a shvus to shvus, let's say a cotton, if it's a choyler shem b'sakon, you can go back. If the reason why the mother wanted to go home was the child, and it's better for the child emotionally and everything not to be in the hospital, then to go on the day, go home would be much easier because it's a shvus to shvus. Tzerech Katan was going to Chirishim B'Sakana. But Ramotchus Psak wasn't that. Ramotchus Psak was that because you're going home before Shabbos and you're going to come back. Coming back, this is the Vayla go home. You haven't got the situation before. You're trying to avoid the Chilul Shabbos. Avoid the Chilul Shabbos is only a Chumra Ba'alma, Ro Ba'alma. And that, Lechoira, is not so poshut. Avoiding your Chilul Shabbos, Letzerech, something which is inevitable, then it may be a Chiyuv. It's not. But if you're going to have the same Heta on Shabbos itself, of course, whatever time you're going to have on Shabbos, you've got that Heta before Shabbos. If on Shabbos, the Allah will be allowed to take the child home, within those 12 hours, because the child will do much better physically and mentally by going home for those 12 hours in between than a father can go before Shabbos as well, which may very well be the case. A child hanging around the hospital for 12 hours and he's vulnerable at that stage and we have a heter to take him home. That's true. We're only talking about a case. If he doesn't have a heter to go home on Shabbos, can he go home before Shabbos because of it? Now, a few people asked after share last week and throughout the week, and a very wichtige chazanish. We said that when it comes, benegea, to sakonos nefoshes, pikuach nefesh doesn't always go in numbers. Pikuach nefesh goes, the way Reb Shem Zalman puts it down, the way people look at it as being a pikuach nefesh. Even if statistics tell us that it's only 1 in 200, 1 in 300, that's a matter of sakona, but if it's the way Reb Shem Zalman says, if it's perceived, it's looked by people as being a matzav of pikuach nefesh, that itself makes a pikuach nefesh, a het of pikuach nefesh. And Reb Shem Zalman says, isha in bizman leida, others say different to Ritzim, but Reb Shem Zalman says that be'etzem, it's not a matzav of sakona, as such, to be able to be mechalal Shabbos, just flat out before an isha, when she's a yeledes. But Reb Shem Zalman says, since it's ongenumen, that it's a matzav of sakona, the Rambam, the Gemara, it's a matzav of sakona, therefore, even if it's only 1 in 300, 1 in 400, 1 in 500, but that's enough to be able to be mechal Shabbos. So people ask, what's called, it's very, something which is very hard to say, perceived by people, what how percentages, or what makes it, yes, sakona snofoshes, not sakona snofoshes. So it's interesting, in Pe'adoi, from the Chazon Ish, he's got a shaila that somebody asked the Chazon Ish about repairing a car on Shabbos for somebody who's part of the fire brigade. And if his car isn't working, so he won't be able to do his pikuach nefesh, his atzolos nefoshes, whatever he's doing on Shabbos to put out a fire. And he asked the Chazon Ish, am I allowed to repair the fire engine on Shabbos, yes or no? And the Chazon Ish said that it's a matzav of pikuach nefesh, a matzav which is, even though there's only a fire whenever it is, and it may not be dafka your fire engine, but people look at it as pikuach nefesh, to have this fire engine, the taka is needed, and you're allowed to repair on Shabbos. And the person asked the Chazon Ish, what would you say? 1 in 200, 1 in 300, 1 in 400, what's the achuzim, what's the percentages of sofik? And the Chazon Ish's answer, the way it means down in Pe'adoi, was, it's something that belongs to G'day L'Adoi. It's not something that any individual can come along and say, yeah, matzav sakona, not matzav sakona, I'll decide myself. It's a zachosh. The G'day L'Aposkim will decide. The answer for that question is, who does it depend on? It depends on G'day L'Adoi. It's not every person to decide himself. I look at it as a matzav sakona, or people look at it as a matzav sakona. Something which is ongenumen by G'day L'Aposkim is being a matzav sakona, that is a reason for a person to be able to do it on Shabbos. Now, somebody showed me the week here. Show me in a very interesting shtickle of Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim Briska, a huge chiddush. We're talking about somebody who was in hospital on somebody's child was in hospital on Shabbos, and they asked Reb Chaim that there's supposed to be an inspection. He'd already been drafted into the army, and the army were going to come into the hospital to see the soldiers that were there in the hospital, whether or not they should be taken in as soldiers or not, should they be drafted or not. He'd already been, he got the letter, he has to go to the army. He was lying in hospital, and there was going to be an inspection of the hospital to see on these individuals, these boys, whether they should be taken into the army or shouldn't be taken to the army. And the father came and asked Reb Chaim, is he allowed to go to the hospital to try and get his son out, to try and convince the doctors, whatever it is, not to take the child, not should be drafted in the army? Is the head of pikuach nefesh to go to the hospital to make sure that this boy isn't drafted into the army? And Reb Chaim said, yes, sure, you go to the hospital, even if it involves pikuach nefesh, to try and make sure that this child isn't taking chil Shabbos, even to make, just to make sure he's not going to be taken into the army. And people were shocked. Why does the pikuach nefesh, where's the any involvement of pikuach nefesh at this stage to go into the army? Where's pikuach nefesh? And after the father left, Reb Chaim explained himself that since this boy is going to be in the army, a few years in the army is zecher going to involve matzavim of pikuach nefesh. He's going to be on the front line. He's going to be fighting. Is zecher going to involve pikuach nefesh? And therefore, to get him out of the army is a matzav of getting out of pikuach nefesh. Because of the whole time span is going to be in the army, it's zecher going to be a big pikuach nefesh. And therefore, ready in advance to get him out of that situation is a situation of getting out of a pikuach nefesh, which is a big chiddush, a very big chiddush. Because the way we've learned the halacha is pikuach nefesh is to be somewhat in front of you, somewhat. It's already started, maybe, but to look as a somebody going into the army of Pekuach Nefesh, because throughout the 5 years, even if the chances are that 50% of the people who are drafted in the army don't come back, but therefore to say to be drafted in the army is considered a matzav of Pekuach Nefesh, it's a big chiddush. Reb Chaim obviously held that way, but it's a chiddush from the halachas we're seeing in Pekuach Nefesh. It has to be already established, has to be in front of you, has to be looked at as a matzav of Pekuach Nefesh, but just to be looked at, gone into the army to say it's a matzav of Pekuach Nefesh is a chiddush. Somebody, there's a Kovitz Asya, a very interesting maimer somebody wrote. He wrote, it was once there by Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, when a soldier came inside to work for the army in Eretz Yisrael. His job was to interpret, to understand the codes, whichever country it was that was an enemy of Israel. And his job in the army was to make sure that, to try and work out their codes, to find out whether they were in a matzav of sakana or not in a matzav of sakana. And he held, it's also for him to do his job on Shabbos. And his commander says, look, if you're going to, there's going to be something which is going to come up, there's going to be some message which you'll be able to interpret, then it's a matzav of Pekuach Nefesh. He went and asked Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, is it a heter? Do I have a heter of Pekuach Nefesh to do it on Shabbos? I don't have a heter to do it on Shabbos. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman gave a very interesting answer, which is this same yisoid. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, he says, something that involves a whole country, then the Pekuach Nefesh is much easier to come under the heading of Pekuach Nefesh. Not because it involves more people, and therefore Mamele it's more of a Pekuach Nefesh, because there's no difference. One person, the statistics are 1 in 1,000, that's 1 in 1,000 for one person, that's 1 in 1,000 for 100,000 people, it's the same thing. The chances of Sakon is exactly the same. Moshe Zalman said, if a prime minister has a decision to make, and it's 1 in 10,000 of a risk of sakana, and he goes, he says, no, that's a low risk, no problem at all, go ahead with it, then he's liable for it, he'll get punished for it. It's only 1 in 10,000, every person takes huge risks. Of something that's for a country, you understand that you have to be much more careful. Says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, if this person's working on the codes to try and find out whether it's sakana or not sakana, he's working for a country. And people look at it as Pekuach Nefesh, it is Pekuach Nefesh, the chances are exactly the same. No difference whether it's one person, it's the whole country, if it's 1 in 10,000. But because you work in a country, people look at it as being Pekuach Nefesh, and therefore Rosh Hashanah gave him the go-ahead to do his work on Shabbos, because you're working to try and find out, to save a whole country, even if the chances are none. You never found anything, and you probably won't, you can manage without doing your work on Shabbos. But it's a country involved, and therefore it's a matter of Pekuach Nefesh, and therefore you have to do it on Shabbos. Which is a big chiddush, but just bringing out the same point, which is a very, very important point in the heter of Pekuach Nefesh on Shabbos. Pekuach Nefesh is not toiler on numbers, on chances, on percentages. It's whether the Chachomim, as the Chazmish said, Chachmadoi, will look at the situation as being a situation of Pekuach Nefesh, then it's mutar on Shabbos, and if not, then it doesn't have a heter of Pekuach Nefesh on Shabbos. A lot of the shailas now, actually, but I don't get caught up in this now in this Shia, but a lot of the shailas on the hostages now is very much along these shailas of Pekuach Nefesh. We know, not that they asked the shailas whether yes to redeem or not to redeem to Gedolei Yisrael, but it's a zachem which is already brought down in Chazal, in the Gemara. The Gemara says a person doesn't redeem a prisoner or hostage for more than Gedei Domov. And Taisa says, even though one doesn't redeem more than Kedei Domov, of Matzav Pekuach Nefesh, one is allowed to redeem a hostage. Gemara says you don't, because you're going to cause them to do it again. But Taisa says the Matzav Pekuach Nefesh you're allowed to. And a lot of Paskim take on, like Taisa says in Gittin, the Matzav Pekuach Nefesh a person's allowed to. Chene Bilashev Paskim in Tebi, big machlokes about it, but a lot of Paskim held that if it's a Matzav Pekuach Nefesh you're allowed to take out, what's the Shaila now on Eretz Yisrael, whether or not give back the hostages, whether it's muta pe'alocha or not muta pe'alocha. It's very much on these nidonim. Mitzad echad is going to cause them Chas v'Shalom, it gives them, causes them to do it again. They see it successful. So Mamela, it's an ongoing process. They take you, you deem it, and then they take on, keep on taking hostages. Some people say it's also, even if it's b'kuach nefesh, if it's b'kuach nefesh, you're letting out other people, and they're going to cause again and again and again. Of them, you haven't got the head of Tesis.
That's Tesis has to do with Shabbos,
then,
is it?
No, Shabbos, but b'kuach nefesh are the same b'kuach nefesh. B'kuach nefesh and atzalos nefashos, and b'kuach nefesh of Shabbos is the same thing. It's the same, what is considered b'kuach nefesh? One's called for v'chai b'hem, and one's called for risking adding. Is it b'kuach nefesh? Tesis says, because of b'kuach nefesh, you're not to get back. Is this called a situation of b'kuach nefesh or not? So you could say it's b'kuach nefesh, because you're going to get out those hostages of that. You've got head of b'kuach nefesh. And others say it's not called head of b'kuach nefesh for two reasons. First of all, if the chances are so high, they're going to take other people, it's going to cause them to do it again and again and again. On that, you haven't got the head of this. It's called b'kuach nefesh. It's one huge b'kuach nefesh. You're taking out some hostages to put the whole country into a big amount of sakana. It doesn't have a head of b'kuach nefesh b'chal. And others say, and this is where you get to this svara, others say that it doesn't pass b'chal a head of b'kuach nefesh. Others want to say that statistics have shown that usually the people that are released, if they've been involved in Ritzicha in the past, then by releasing them, it causes them, that they're very close to do it again. And others say, very good, they're close to do it again, but Rahman al-Islam, the amount of sonim that there are against Klal Yisrael, hundreds of thousands of Rahman al-Islam, people that aren't safe for Klal Yisrael, and therefore, so you let out another 10, another 20, another 30, you've got loads of them out there, it's not a matter of a pikuach nefesh, even though you're letting out another few, but there's loads of them out there in any case. In any case, the Avon comes to the Ribbono Shel Olam for every second, we always have to come to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but this is an abnormal matter, and therefore, Mamela, it's not letting out, you're letting out, you're putting people in danger, it's a huge danger as it is, Mamela, there's no shaila of, I'm endangering people more, it's in any case a matter of sakana. And this shaila is very much, not a shaila which you'll find in a Gemara, it's a shaila, do you look at it as a matzav of pekuach nefesh, or you don't look at it as a matzav of pekuach nefesh? It's very much, how does one look at this situation? You're getting out a few people who are in a matzav of sakana, you're putting a whole country in sakana by taking out, by returning, because it's going to happen again, you're putting a whole country in sakana because you're letting out potential terrorists who have already a history of terrorism, but mitzadechot, it's such a matter of sakana as it is, because you've got hundreds of thousands of people that are dangerous, and maybe that extra isn't considered making a matter of pekuach nefesh. And on that child, that's mamish what the poskim are busy with. And as the Bitzah Zibashin said, as also child, only a Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph will be able to fast him, whether it's mutter, whether it's osa, but it's all very much on these nidoinim. When it comes to pekuach nefesh, the shaila of pekuach nefesh is a shaila of not something which is clear cut. Yes, pekuach nefesh, not pekuach nefesh, mutter or osa, and you can say very clearly whether it is or isn't pekuach nefesh. It's a shaila which takes the whole overall picture and then taking everything into the equation, then to decide whether it does come under matzav pekuach nefesh or not, and that needs always a great sachar. I'd like to make a start on two nidoinim. One is what comes under a matzav of choili or sakana seiva or machlis, which a pidina de shulchan aruch, a person's allowed to be mechal Shabbos for. And one is about going into the hospitals, how one should try and be careful, and what's muta osa when going to the hospital. There's lots of very different aspects to that. There's the car, there's in the hospital, there's the money. We'll take one small part of going to the hospital, we'll leave the rest another time, and also of which machal is muta osa, one small nukuda of it. What opens up the Shulchan Aruch, we've learned already that makah shel chalal, which means something which is internal makah, is automatically considered a cholish yesh by sakana, and a person's allowed to be mechal Shabbos for it. However, Shulchan Aruch says that aval kasheyedim umakirim bo isa choli shemamtin vein tzar chilo. If you know very clearly that even though it's a makas of halal, and even though Chazal have told us that this makas of halal, because it's a makas of halal, therefore you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for it, because considered a cholish yesh by sakana. If you know they can wait till after Shabbos in order to do the treatment. Asa lechalil olav. Afal pi shi makash al chalal. Shulchan Aruch and Simchin Chof Ches, Sif Dalet, says very clearly, makash al chalal doesn't mean automatically you can do it. It's only a heta called Zaman You haven't been told otherwise, and Mishabu explains either by a doctor or the Chol himself. The Chol himself, he says, I know, I've had it before. I know this isn't, I haven't had it before, but I can see it's something which isn't life-threatening. It's not something which is put in my, is dangerous for me. And he says he's happy to wait for till after Shabbos because there's no zakon involved. Then we listen to him to wait till after Shabbos. That's one halacha. There's another halacha, another short akdama, and then we'll see that what the Shulchan Aruch says weiter. Shulchan Aruch, Mishabura brings down, in Sefkot and Ches, brings down the Prima Godim and Eshel Avram. And he says there's a difference between which machlus do we say, Chazal said, is a matzav of sakana, and therefore, even if a doctor says it's not matzav of sakana, but we say Chazal tell us it's matzav of sakana, we go past Chazal and we don't say a doctor's got the koyach to override it. Or do we say, the doctor says it's not matzav of sakana, we listen to a doctor, because the doctor, by saying it's not matzav of sakana, it means to say that today's medicine, or today's people, whatever it is, what Chazal we're talking about isn't negiah to us, because in the days of Chazal attack was sakana, and nowadays this machle isn't sakana. So Mishabura is a klal. Mishabura says, v'hefrish yesh b'nayu. The betziftna, that's one machle which was clearly spoken about in Chazal as being a matzav of sakana. Afilo acholim v'arif o'imrim ein tzarech l'chilul. Even with the doctor, or the chol himself, say ein tzarech l'chilul omrinon the ein b'kim b'zeh. We don't know. And Chazal says it's a matzav sakana. We listen to what Chazal says, and if the doctor says there's no sakana, nevertheless, we listen to what Chazal says. Ki mekubel v'yad Chazal shesakoni. Chazal says it's a sakana, then nobody can be cleverer than Chazal, and therefore, you should be mechal Shabbos for it. You must be mechal Shabbos for it. Or b'sha'ah keiv, he says, pains in the teeth, or other zachim b'teich halal, says the Mishabura, if the individual person says for him, the choler says for him it's not a sakana, or the doctor says it's not a sakana, then we listen to the doctor. So we've got a Mishabura that tells us that generally speaking, makeh chalal, we're going to listen to the choler, to the reifa. But Tzvidna, which Chazal spoke about very clearly as being a matzav of sakana, then if even the doctor says, no, we can manage without it, Chazal said to matzav sakana, you should go into hospital on Shabbos, do a chel Shabbos, do the treatment on Shabbos, even if it involves melochas, because Chazal said very clearly it's a matzav sakana. That's the two akdomas. Number one, that the Mishabura says when it comes to makar shel chalal, we trust the choyla. And number two, that something which is very clear in Chazal, that being a matzav sakana, even if the doctor says it's not a sakana, but since Chazal spoke clearly about it being a matzav sakana, we listen to Chazal. Now,
Chazal said about teeth also that
it's matzav sakana. As a more general oifen. Didn't say a particular machla. They said that on the shinaim. Now, we don't know what it refers to in the shinaim, or whether it means in the root of the shinaim, or where the shinaim, what the shinaim. So therefore, the doctor coming to say that it doesn't involve a sakana, that we listen to Chazal. So Finda was talking about bleeding, heavy bleeding from the gums. So I don't know what that machla is. That was talking about a particular machla. So that we say we listen to Chazal. But if it's talking about more general makash al halal, since it's not specified, we say we listen to the doctor. Now there's a few sifim in Shulchan Aruch which talk about machlis. As mentioned, there's very little written about it in the Mishnah Bura, and even the poskin somewhat limited. And one needs to know when can one yes be mechal Shabbos, not be mechal Shabbos. One halach in Shulchan Aruch is makor shal gav hayad v'gav haregel, which the Shulchan explains doesn't mean at the palm of your hand, it means the back of one's hand, and the paskim seem to take on, it doesn't mean from the fingers, it means gava yad, gava regal, this part of the hand, and this part of the foot, is automatically considered a matzav of sakona. Reihem ke makash shel chalal is a makash shel sakona. Now, since it's talking about makash shel gava yad, gava regal, it's very specified, it's talking about a makah in a particular place of the body, so we would say, if that's what Chazal spoke about very clearly, then even if we would think it's not a matzav of sakana, but if Chazal said it's a matzav of sakana, therefore a person should be able to be mechal Shabbos for it. And nobody will tell you a bruise or makah on the gavayad is a reason to be mechal Shabbos. Why not? What's going on? Shulchan Aruch says very clearly, and lechayra, if the Shulchan Aruch says very clearly on a particular makah, and on this here, the Eshel Avram, which says obviously we've got the base, speaks out. These zachen, Chazal spoke very clearly, and therefore mele reifu, the choyl is not neman. One halacha. Next halacha says the Shulchan Aruch, Machalin Shabbos al makar shendasis machmas basel. Somebody gets a makar machmas basel, you're not to be machal Shabbos. What's basel? Very unclear. What's the problem of basel? Why is basel worse than other makas? So Mishabura. Oh, so we get that in a second. In the earlier poskim, there's very little mention of it. Mishnah Berurah brings down. Look at the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says in Be'alocha, Ein Tvur Shoy, Shemistapik Yemayir Ba'akor B'koyach, Or Afiluch B'chituch B'nachas Na Me'avim Mesukin. Mishnah Berurah says, is he talking about a huge bash? A maka for metal, which with a very severe blow. What does it mean? Even a cut, which is done softly, is it also a masakin, is it not a masakin? If it meant tetanus, then the Chazon Afkimina, what sort of, how the makik, how the basil, how the metal got in contact with the person, as long as he's got somehow a cut, an opening, which is some rust or something that's a chashash of makis. It's mashma in the Mishnah Berurah, that makas basil. Now, why is makas basil worse off? Doesn't mean makas basil because of the hit shaboy, doesn't mean because of the open of the cut shaboy. There's a whole nice in the poskim, and Vershoi and others, very unclear, Kresa Blasi, very unclear what we're talking about. Now, in our terms of machlis, we don't know that basil should be worse off or not worse off. So Rav Ozner writes, and Vachain in Shulchan Shlomo brings down from Shlomo Zalman, like what you said, which the poskim is not mashma that way around. It was talking about tetanus. It means basil because there's a problem of an infection coming in due to the rust or due to something else which causes the metal to be doing a machla. And if so, any person who's had a tetanus injection, says Rav Ozner, isn't in the matter of sakona. Rav Ozner says, I don't know what the mitzvah is, but he says that usually the person's had the original tetanus, then the second injection he has to take, if he comes in contact with some rust, has to be within 24 hours. If it's no sakona, if it's more than 24 hours, and therefore there's no reason to be mechal Shabbos. Depends whether you can get another one within 24 hours. You can get another one within. So we've got a Shulchan Aruch that says very clearly makasha basel, but it's also not so applicable to us nowadays. Because Efsha, it's only when we didn't have injections, but we've got injections now to avoid the tetanus being dangerous. So nowadays, it's not the same. And then a third Sifan Shulchan Aruch, or right in that Sifan Shulchan Aruch, Kedachas Cham B'Yoseh, someone's got very high temperature. Very high temperature, straight in Shulchan Aruch, is a matzav sakona. Now, what does it mean, high temperature? So Moshe explains, the high temperature doesn't mean temperature which is caused by something internally, and we don't know what the problem is. If there's some internal problem and that's causing fever, then even the slightest change in temperature, even if it's gone up a drop, it's automatically a sakana. That doesn't need, because it's coming machmas amachas panim. The Rav Moshe says we're discussing a change in temperature which came because of fever, or whatever it is, and that shteit in Shulchan Aruch, choyim b'yosa, cham b'yosa, is automatically a choyle sheyesh b'sakana. So Rav Moshe says, wrote down the numbers which Moshe says. Moshe says that 38.9 in Celsius, which is 102 in Fahrenheit, is already considered a cholish yesh b'sakona when it comes, when it gets to temperature. And on that, the poskim, the Be'er Moshe, Tzitz Eliezer, they say, it can't be that person's got 102 Fahrenheit is all of a sudden considered a cholish yesh b'sakona. Le Shamanu, people have it all the time, these sort of temperatures. And it has to be that what's considered a matzav of sakana. What is sakana?
Children are different.
Oh, so children's different. They all agree that when it comes to children, children's already doesn't need the same difference in temperature. Children is automatically, babies is already, any small little change in temperature is much more dangerous. Not children, babies is already much more dangerous. Yeah.
Setting when you're doing a child.
When you're a child, yeah. It's not a child, it's more a baby. More baby, a baby is already, any change in temperature is a much more high risk. But when you're hunting an adult, chambayosa, so we don't know exactly what this chambayosa is. But Shulchan Aruch says it comes under makash al chalal. Say the poskim, that nowadays when a person can take a Panadol, and calls that to drop his temperature. So even in the days of Chazal, it was sakona, but nowadays it's not sakona, because your person can take a Panadol and reduce the temperature and avoid the matzav of sakona.
It
doesn't matter, but it's dropped. It could be, but at the end of the day, it's not curing it. But the problem is that at the moment the temperature is dangerous for the body, if I've managed to reduce the temperature, then I haven't got that matzav of sakona. See, if it's coming because a person's got a cold or flu, whatever it is, and we're worried about the temperature being the problem, yeah. So if it's got a Panadol that reduces the temperature, so it's not a problem. So it's very unclear. We've got a load of halachos in Shulchan Aruch, Gav Yad, the person takes out the Shulchan Aruch, takes out Gav Yad, Ochzei, Dam, all these things is automatically a problem. You can have to be Mechal Shabbos. And nevertheless, nobody will tell you nowadays that all these things are matzav of Chil Shabbos, you're not to be Mechal Shabbos. So there's a Sefer called Nishmas Avram, it's from Rom Sefer, a doctor, a very good Sefer in Nechus Afua. So he said he went and asked Rav Novit, who was dacha on Binyane Chil Shabbos, the Limumcha and all the Pesachim of Rabbi Shemuel Zalman. And he asked him, I don't understand. I'm learning these halachos in Shulchan Aruch, and Shulchan Aruch gives very clear guidelines of what you should be Mechal Shabbos for, and nobody will tell you that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for all these things. So he said a very interesting answer. Rav Neivet answered him that we taka aren't clear what Chazal, when they said Gavayad, which sort of machlis they're referring to. And Machazal say Makash Abazel, we taka don't know what the problem of the Makash Abazel is. And Machazal say Chamba Yosa, we don't know how to define what Chamba Yosa is. All these things are very unclear. And since these things are unclear, and since by Makash Al Chalal, if the Choyla or the Reifa says it's not a matzav of Sakona, we listen to the Choyla or the Reifa, even though when Chazal spoke about specific things, we don't listen to the Choyla or the Reifa, but we don't know whether this comes under this category. And therefore, all these things which we talk about don't know clearly as being a problem, one's allowed to rely on modern day medicine, a doctor, Shebizmanenu, a Choyla who has it and says that it's not a matzav of Sakona, in order to be able to say it's not a matzav of Chil Shabbos, and therefore you can't be Mechal Shabbos for it. So one opens up the Shulchan Aruch, it says very clearly, Gavayad, Chambayosa, Ochzoidam, which the Mepharshim say, Ochzoidam means that change in blood pressure, either too high blood pressure, too low blood pressure. Shulchan Aruch says it's automatically Sakona. Doctors nowadays will say, first of all, if they can give you tablets for it, to avoid, give the Choyla tablets for it, to avoid the Sakona, then Avadi has to do, avoid going into hospital for it, because there's a way nowadays, an alternative, to avoid doing a Malacha. And even without that, if the doctor says it's not Matzav of Sakona, Vizmaneinu, and we're not sure whether it comes under what Chazal defined as being a problem of Sakona, since it's not clear, all these Zachim one can rely on what the doctor says or what the Choyla says. Ash'alken, these Halachas will do breakages and other things, but these halachas, which are temperature zachen, gavayad zachen, blood pressure zachen, all these things which are very clear in Shulchan Aruch, as allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, one, of course, always takes Shulchan Aruch as face value. What Shulchan Aruch says is chai v'kayim, it's kayim, and that one can't go away from what steht in Shulchan Aruch. But in these zachen, as Rav Neivet says, since we're not clear what the Shulchan Aruch was talking about, all these zachen depends very much on how the doctor will say, and since 102 temperature in the week, nobody's going to run into hospital, and a gavayad, whichever, or metal bruise, or a bash from a metal, or a big cut from metal, of course if it's gushing blood and it's dangerous, it's allowed to go into hospital, wherever the situation is, but the maka of baza, which Shulchan Aruch says automatically, a matter of zakona, that may not be exactly the same, because we don't know, we don't have these machlis as being a zakona, and therefore one can't just open up a Shulchan Aruch and say it's zakona, all these zachen, unless the doctor says it's a matter of Sakona, it's not a matter of Sakona in order to be able to be Mechal Shabbos.
You can't get to a doctor, you know, you're in a matzav, and you haven't got a doctor to, and you're not supposed to go and ask a doctor
somebody who has a Makash al Basel, if it's not as being a Makash al Basel as opposed to a Makash al Evan or something else, and therefore to open up the Shulchan Aruch and say, Makash Abazel makes it a matter of Sakona, that seems from the Pesukim one can't do that nowadays. If it's a problem of tetanus, then Taka doesn't need to ask a doctor. Or if it's a Sophic, he's got a tetanus infection, therefore he has to go into hospital for it. But just because he opens the Shulchan Aruch and he sees Chamba Yosa comes under that category, nowadays, first of all, we've got medication or Panadols and these things, the person always has to try that. And it's not that Shabbos can do more than what he does in the week. Whatever he can do in the week is a matter of Sakona, then that's what's matter on Shabbos. I should make a short haschala on the telephone on Shabbos. Telephone on Shabbos, when calling on the telephone on Shabbos, it's very yedua what the Shemir Shabbos brings down from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. It brings down from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman that if a person's on the phone on Shabbos, he doesn't have to limit the words he says to a conversation that's needed only to get him into hospital or to get the vehicle to come in order to take him to the hospital. He's allowed to finish off the phone call. Thank you very much. Good Shabbos. I mean, it's not a time to happen, chapashmuz, but the basics, what he needs, is allowed to do it. That's what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says. Now, that head of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is, it doesn't mean more than 2 days. Shabbos, you're allowed to do it, and therefore the phone's up in any case, so you're not doing any more malachas. So finish off the conversation like you mentioned. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says, as much as what is needed. Now Rav Shlomo Zalman is geboit on a chiddush of Rav Shlomo Zalman, which Rav Shlomo Zalman holds, that b'negea to electricity on Shabbos, the Ikir Malacha is setting up, causing the electricity to happen, which Rav Shem Zalman was, even on the Malacha Shaboy, argued Kiyidua on the Chazanish, maybe it doesn't come under Boina, it doesn't come under Vora, it doesn't come under other Malachas, but whatever it did come under, or Midrabona comes under, if it's already set up and it's already running, Sasach HaKoil, in the Sprach of the Possum, is called Akboras Zerem, Akbarat Zerem, you're causing a bit more electricity to come, and that's not Be'etzem, a Malacha, even according to the Chazanish, maybe, in Zechar Vidonot, like the Chazanish, the phone's running, and I'm not making a new circuit, so what malacha am I doing? So finish off the conversation, like I mentioned, I had to say, good Shabbos. Pardon? I'm talking about a landline. I'm talking about a landline, yeah. And my mobile could be maybe even easier. I'm talking about a landline, which has a proper electricity, and you're causing something to change even more. Now this shaila of Akbar Zerem is a shaila...
Putting
the phone back down, it's cutting off. That's really a much bigger problem.
That's a bigger problem.
Yeah, much bigger problem. You can't, the possum will talk about...
The Kiddush of saying words, which
extra words, yeah. Yeah.
Not turning...
Yeah, no, to put the phone down, you're going to put the phone down. Only, Amol, you had the heter because you kept that solar. If you don't put it down, so that solar lost the line because you were still on the line. But now, when they put down the phone automatically, even if you don't put down the old phone 20 years ago when you kept your receiver up, and therefore the other person was... stuck because you didn't put down the receiver. So the possum talk about putting it down in order to enable that solar's line should become free. But nowadays,
Now sometimes a lot of people say they might want to phone you back. So would that be a hazard to put the phone down?
Yes, if you're going to need it to put it back, then yes, I've had that. It'd be a hazard to put it down if you need to put it back. But if it's time to put it down, you called up 999 to get an ambulance or taxi service to bring a taxi and you don't need it, so don't put it down, there's no way to put it down. Shem Zama says you're allowed to say extra words for it. This, like Bar Zerem, is a very sticky point, a huge machlek is about it. It comes from the Chazanish's heter, where the Chazanish allowed milking to take place on Shabbos. There's a problem of Sabbat Lechaim, and Chazanish said if you set up the milking parlors, ready, everything's working before Shabbos, and Sachar Kol, you attach it to the cows on Shabbos. So there the Chazanish was mate because of Sabbat Lechaim and other Eterim to do on Shabbos. And the Shail is all about this. When you actually attached the machinery to the others of the cow on Shabbos, was it going to cause Akbar Zerem? Was it going to cause more electricity to go in or not cause more electricity to go in? And they say that the Chazanish wasn't worried about more electricity going to be caused when the pumping actually starts. Since the electricity is running already, so just causing more electricity to go in is therefore a heter of Akbar Zerem on Shabbos, and therefore it's no Issa D'Oraisa involved. I know even Rabbi Falk used to say over that the Chazanish was Matak Barzem, but when it came to the shadow of the water meters on Shabbos, the new water meters on Shabbos, which is if a person, I think a weekly shiloh people keep on asking, are you allowed to? Is it a problem or not a problem? If any person can avoid it, avada lechatchila a person to try and avoid it. If you can't avoid it, then there are terim. But avada if a person lechatchila has got a choice of putting electric meter or not electric meter for the water, a vada person should try and avoid putting in the electric one. One of the shailas, why it should be mutter, or those which are hard up and say to be mate, is because it's like Bar Zerim, if you leave the water running before Shabbos, so in any case the electric meter is running because you've left one tap on. So leave one tap on, and that's what Falk said, leave one tap on a bit, and then it's going to be water running in any case, the electric meter. So while you flushing the chain or whatever you're going to do to take more water on Shabbos, is only causing to go a bit stronger. It's like Bar Zerem, causing the electricity to go stronger, that's mutter on Shabbos. However, Reb Chaim Kanievsky used to say over very clearly that the Chazanish held as an Issa D'Oraisa of Akbar Zerem. Chazanish, when Reb Chaim used to say, he heard from one of the people who involved B'Shas Maisa when it came to this milking parlor, that Chazanish asked them to check, to make sure that when you put the attached machinery to the cow, it's not going to cause any more electric to go into the machinery, and it's going to remain the same. And the Chazanish held, if it's going to cause it to go up, he wasn't mate because he held as an Issa D'Oraisa called Akbar Zerem. That when it comes to all these Ekterim called Akbar Zerem, Akbar Zerem is, if Akbar Zerem is mutter, but the way we have that Reb Chaim said, not wasn't a known idea for many years, but when the Shvasitzra Yitzchak Dazi brought out his Sfarim, he went into the Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim told him explicitly, Schwarzer weiß, no tutstad im Chral. Has nisha, like Borzem is in the Reise. Now for all these Ethereum, one has to know, even if a person opens up a Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, which is a Mordika Sefer, a very Chosh of a Sefer, and he's quoting Rabbi Shem Zalman, you can't get better than that. It says that when you're on the phone, you're allowed to finish a conversation and allowed to say good Shabbos or Shabbat Shalom, whatever it is, towards the end of the conversation. It's all because Rabbi Shem Zalman held that way around. But if you go like the Chazanish holds there may be an extra Issa Deraisa every time a person's speaking, because when one's speaking on the receiver, which is a line, it's causing a bigger, more of a Gbar Zerim. And therefore, Alach HaLamayse, if a person wants to know, if he's on the phone, how much he should do, Avada, if a person wants to be Chayish for the Chazanish, to say as much as is limited and needed, that's what a person should say. But to say extras, a person should be careful. Okay, we'll give you the rest for next week.
If the heat is on in the house, while it's ready.